The minimum wage goes up in 21 states today. That means millions of people will be getting bigger paychecks. And that's a big deal for waiters in the service industry, where more restaurants are doing away with tipping. Packhouse Meats in Newport, Kentucky opened a year ago. It's a no-tipping establishment. Mark Schultz is co-owner. And Mark, what kind of food do you serve there?
We specialize in meatballs, salads, soups, desserts. Strictly meatballs, though, as far as the main protein is concerned.
Strictly meatballs. And what's the most popular one on the menu?
Your traditional classic, but then we also have a red, white, and blue, which is crumbled blue cheese, sun-dried tomatoes, and our beef ball. That's our second most popular.
And you decided to start this restaurant as a no-tipping operation. Tell us how that works.
Well, it's pretty well posted as you first walk in that our servers don't accept tips. If you want to put tips out, that's fine. But for the most part, I'd say 95% of the people don't tip when they walk in the restaurant. And we felt that was just one of the draws to the restaurant with the way things are today in the economy. And, you know, there's a certain group of folks out there that can't afford to go out to eat because they can't afford to tip. And there's other segments that don't know how to tip. And it also, in the process, also protects our servers.
So how do you make up the difference for your servers? How do you make sure they're paid?
Well, the difference is we guarantee them at least a very minimum of $10 an hour, or we do 20% of their sales.
Has this worked out to be a risky business proposition, or is it working out for you?
Actually, it's working out pretty well. Are there times I like to have 15 of that 20% to my bottom line? Absolutely. But I can tell you right now, turnover here has been next to zero, front of the house.
This costs you money, so talk about that. How much are you losing out because of this?
It definitely costs us some money, but really the concept comes back to our servers, and we want to protect them as far as, you know, people coming in here and not tipping well, or and people that just don't tip, period.
And Mark, I assume sometimes they're actually making more than $10 an hour.
Yeah, I think we did an analysis recently, and I think they're averaging between $15 and $20 an hour.
I wonder, there's a lot of news these days about a minimum wage in this country going up. And what role did the minimum wage have in your decision, the minimum wage in Kentucky have in your decision to do this?
Minimum wage, really, it didn't really cross my mind. You know what crossed my mind more than anything was I have two daughters that work down here. And to get them to come work for the old man, I had to had to increase the incentive a little bit. They each have three of their friends working down there, so 8 out of my 11 servers I've known since they were, you know, fifth grade. And we explained the policy going in. They all are on board.
Mark, I wonder, is there a server around right now that we could talk to?
Sure. Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Peter O'Dowd at Here and Now. Who am I talking to?
Jasmine Dewasa.
Oh, great. Thanks for joining us. So you are a server at this restaurant, and you don't get tips. How does that work out for you?
It worked out pretty good. When it's slow days, we get paid $10 an hour rather than getting paid a couple dollars per hour and waiting for tips. So I think it works out for me.
When you first heard about this new policy, what went through your mind?
At first, I was kind of apprehensive about it because I didn't know how it's going to work out, but it worked out pretty good. I actually get a decent paycheck, and also if we, as far as our sales go, if we made more than our sales, we also get somewhat like a commission.
Jasmine Dewasa, a server at Packhouse Meats in Newport, Kentucky, also speaking to co-owner Mark Schultz about the restaurant's no-tipping policy.